What is your reason for being here? Is there a reason for you being here? And if so, what is it? And that's the message. So if in that case, if the lady's father's coming through, he's giving her a message to say, I know what you've just come through, and he's glad to see the changes, and da-da-da-da-da, and passing in a message that he is aware of that. Now, you can take that much further and ask for more detail, which I would if I was working anyway. But just for the sake of the experiment, just to show you how much is going on in the unseen world when a medium's just standing in front of you. So when you're working, like now, in a minute, and we'll try this, just to see. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to get a message through from the other side, but you can try. Because like this little psychic experiment, it might amaze you how open some of you are to spirit. How open you are to getting somebody through, and you think, I made that up. That was my imagination. But in actual fact, it's probably bang on relevant. It's hard to actually sustain the link to spirit for a medium for a long time. And especially if it's somebody who's not used to doing it. You can feel what it's like to build up and charge this energy. That's why we learn to build it up over years. Because a lot of people will get something through and then think, I don't know how to do it next. Or they stopped. And spirit didn't stop, you stopped. And that's exactly what happens. They do try and get through with something. And basically we can't hold the link. Often it happens because we get something right and then we get frightened that the next bit will be wrong. I wouldn't go any further, I've done well to this point. And that's one of the reasons that mediums actually stop. But they'll say, spirit just stepped back. And you go, yeah, like hell they did. You just stopped trying. And I'm not saying that to you people today, but to mediums in general, they should keep trying to get more. Keep the link with the spirit, you don't lose that. Because they do, when you get a good link, and it sounds to me like you had a good link there, you just keep it going, you don't let it go. Because there's usually a reason they come. They very rarely just come because they can. So I would say just keep trying that. Keep building up energy around you so you can learn to hold spirit within your energy as long as you can till they've finished delivering their message. One of the things I've always remembered that I was taught was that spirit can actually work through anyone. If they have to pass a message, they can. Even when we are underconfident, if they have to get a message delivered, they can. So half the time it's our doubt that stops it increasing in actual power. As soon as we get something, we immediately doubt it. Oh, was that me? How did I know that? How did I make that up? So it's actually us building a trust in a power that makes it stronger. And it makes our belief in what's happening stronger to the point that it's an actual knowledge. So probably if you did that in a sense of, wow, this is amazing, I've got so-and-so here, it would have been, whoa. But you're from, somebody called Arthur, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Somebody called Edward. And when we do that, it just deflates the message. In actual fact, see what I was saying at the very start about sound? As a medium, one of the things you need to do is to communicate and communicate in a strong way what you're getting, because actually it's the sound that we make that changes everything in somebody's life. You have no idea how many times a name has come to me, which when you repeat it, it's just a sound. To say to somebody, I have Lee, and the person just breaks into tears, and it's how you say it. So there's actually almost something in the delivery of the words. So when we do it in a very half-hearted way, we're not allowing spirit that, you know, that impact that is the healing impact. And that's something that we build on. That's why it's development. We learn the value of this and the change it brings to other people. The wartime medium, Helen Hughes, would attend halls where there was thousands of people, and her messages usually lasted 10, 15 seconds sometimes. I have your father here, his name's George, he died last week and such, da-da-da-da-da, he knows about this, next, da-da-da-da, and that's exactly what she would do. But everything she said was so relevant. So it doesn't need to take a long time. But if a spirit is trying to get a message through, it will just come through like that. Very often the message itself is so quick, I'm here, my name's such and such, da-da-da-da-da, cut all the nonsense, there's the message. And that's it. So that's how it goes. But it's very difficult to constantly keep that up because you might get somebody who wants to talk more. I mean, there are people here who, if you put them on a phone, they won't shut up. So if they get through a medium, it's like, no, I'm staying here. I've got my... And some people like that. So if the guy was pretty matter-of-fact as well, you'll probably find he was very clean-cut in the way he did things. Bang, 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 there you go. We can all only have opinions on what happens on the other side, a physical opinion. I see absolutely no purpose to age on the other side whatsoever. We know people by how we feel about them, and the language of spirit is feeling. But, I mean, I've had occasions where I remember my aunt whose 10-year-old son died, and she would, through the course of her life, see him at different stages of his life. Now, whether that's because she's his mother and imagines, wonder what he'll look like at 18. Would he have a girlfriend? Would he be doing this? So she's maybe building an image herself. Spirit can show themselves to us at any age or whatever they want. There's no different from a man who died at 90 showing himself at 20, because it can be corroborated by a photograph or a memory or whatever. So they can show themselves at whatever age. But the actual aging process only relates to time and space, which this is. Spirit's not. So you don't get older. You're not going to be an old spirit. So the relevance lies in then who needs it to be relevant more than what it actually is. The expansion of consciousness is so huge in comparison with our life that if you actually think that you now in this human form are the big part of your consciousness, it's massively the other way around. This is the tiniest part of your consciousness. You've dipped into this life. Like, there you go. Like a pinky nail. There you go. Dip it into that physical place. Oops, take it back out again. And somewhere there, 70 years past, loads of emotions, loads of mood swings, and all sorts of nonsense, and you're back out again. So it's such a tiny existence in comparison with who you are, that little tiny part of you, the growing old thing, anything like that is human.